It's Tuesday, July 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. IT provider profit data isn't great, so let's consider the market. And how does a media diet matter? This is the Business of Tech. So let's run through a group of data points showing recovery of a number of bumps. The Office of National Statistics says GDP has grown by 0.8% in May, which is linked to lifting COVID-19 restrictions, but is lower than previous month's growth of 2.4%. Chip shortages are cited as a drag on a number of sectors, and that will include PCs. IDC's data says shipments of PCs are up 13.2% in Q2 2021 over 2020, but buying trends are tapering off, down to 13% growth rate versus 55.9% last quarter. 77% of American respondents to new research said their IoT project was at best only somewhat successful in meeting expectations and realizing benefits, but 86% still plan increased investments. Over one-third, 36% of American organizations have decreased their investment plans in IoT, and 33% have canceled their IoT initiative altogether as a result of COVID-19, a figure considerably higher than their UK counterparts at 19%, according to a new study of IoT adoption commissioned by global connectivity specialist ESI. Only about 20% of B2B buyers said they hope to return to in-person sales, even in sectors where field sales models have traditionally dominated, such as pharma and medical products, McKinsey said. Video use in business is going way up. Global enterprise video market size is projected to grow from $16.4 billion in 2020 to $25.6 billion by 2025, at a compound annual growth rate of 9.3% during the forecast period, according to Markets and Markets Research from 2020. And in all of that, IT provider profitability is down. Per Global Data, 50% of the top 20 providers reported year-on-year revenue decline, and 9 saw a drop in net earnings. That's a 14.6% decline across the group in net earnings, and 40% of those had double-digit decline in net earnings for the year. So why do we care? Sure, that last data is very large providers, but that's not a great sign. The sugar high of PC sales didn't last long, did it? Makes sense why Microsoft is putting out a new Windows in that context. There's a lot in the market that's shifted. The way buying and thus selling is done, the types of technology used, and the types of services needed to support customers. I included the video stat to show an investment in new technologies. Companies are changing their behaviors, and there are opportunities to be found out there. What I'm highlighting is both that the old ways may not work, and to not assume it's just out there for the taking. The state of the market is dynamic, which also means the floor under you is not so solid. A study into the use of search engines, social media, and aggregators to access news shows that the tools can actually create more diverse information diets. Researchers from the University of Oxford and Liverpool analyzed web tracking data on around 3,000 UK news users, quoting the research. Indeed, it may be that exposure to conflicting partisan views rather than overexposure to like-minded views will offer a better explanation for the negative outcomes, like polarization, that are sometimes associated with distributed media use. Similarly, although consuming news from a variety of outlets may offer some benefits, some may simply be more comfortable with a world where most people only access news from impartial sources like the BBC, where differing views are often recognized but presented in a certain way. Now, why do we care? I found this particularly interesting because of the idea of information bubbles in the tone of media. I'm biased too. I'm a media organization now. Here's the missing question for me. Are we culturally investing in media literacy? Is a lack of investment in media literacy actually costing us money as business owners too? If the population at large is less capable of understanding media, what does that mean for our marketing? This is why we care about understanding media consumption. It's part of our marketing efforts. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Nothing in particular to add today. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.